views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes. This hit call-in show will answer any questions you have about spiritual communication through on-air readings and spirit artistry. Get ready to receive breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten your life. To say this show is educational is an understatement. Dr. Susan is the medium through which spirit communication occurs and fills the canvas of your life.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Susan Barnes, and you're listening to the Psychic Professor Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the voices of spirit. Each week on Psychic Professor Show, we will have some of the most knowledgeable spiritual voices helping you to answer your personal questions. And today, my guests are Michelle Sabo and Dennis Grega, and they have this wonderful organization called Voices Across the Veil. So welcome, Michelle and Dennis.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Susan. Glad to be here.
That's great. Why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about what Voices Across the Veil is?
Well, Voices Across the Veil was created out of a need, actually. With our website, afterlifedata.com, we had a lot of people from around the world asking us if we could recommend mediums to them. And of course, you know, not being in every country around the world and not knowing mediums in every country around the world, we said, well, you know, we really don't know, you know, who's in your neck of the woods. So we were driving around one day and Dennis actually came up with this brilliant idea to do online medium group sessions. And that's what Voices Across the Veil is. We gather small groups together with a professional qualified medium and we have a small group reading and each person gets about 15 minutes or so, very often more, time with the medium to communicate with someone who has crossed.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. I know people are always asking me about recommending mediums, and I always have to say, you know, see who you're drawn to, because it is a difficult question to answer. But no, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, I see from some of the information you sent me that this all started in 2007 when Dennis began to research afterlife information. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, that's true. And I'm going to turn it over to him because he can tell you the story better than I can.
I was canvassing the internet looking to see what kind of information or evidence there was for life after death, and came across sites like Victor Zammit's site and work by Gary Schwartz. I also came upon this site called Afterlife 101 that presented information via a medium who was in contact with advanced entities, her spirit guides. And there was a number of questions that were presented to these guides, and they gave magnificent answers that covered everything from, you know, the death experience to reincarnation to what it's like in the afterlife to the purpose for life on Earth. And I started a correspondence with the creator of the site that eventually evolved into Afterlife Data, because we ended up using the 265 main topics that came out of Afterlife 101 and And from there, we decided to co-create Afterlife Data and put together a compilation of sources that go back, you know, over 150 years and compare the information to see if they actually agreed or disagreed with the topics on that came out of Afterlife 101. And it turned out that, you know, after well over 1,080-some sources of information, there is a high agreement across the six major categories and the 265 topics to the tune of 94.4% currently. And we're still adding to that.
Wow. Now, did you turn this into a book?
We're going to.
Oh, okay. I'm a step ahead. One step ahead, yeah, because, I mean, that sounds very fascinating. Whatever happened to Afterlife 101?
It's still there. As a matter of fact, you can download a PDF of even more detailed information, actually, coming from the guides. Well, we took basically the questions and their answers, but they often expounded even more on the question. So, you know, we recommend going to Afterlife 101 as well, because there's a lot of information there.
I will have to check that out. Absolutely. So now you've gone from getting all this information. You haven't finished the book yet, but that's okay. I can tell it's coming. Yeah, because that is an incredible amount of work. I know, because I write books myself. And so now, what is the Afterlife Library?
Well, Afterlife Library came about because people were asking us about books that we had used for Afterlife Data and, you know, what other books we looked at. Because, of course, you know, we only picked a certain number of books. And then we said, well, you know, it's not that the other books that we didn't choose for Afterlife Data are no good, completely the opposite. It's just that, you know,
you can't do everything.
So, you know, and we picked the ones that we thought were most relevant. But there's, of course, hundreds of thousands of books that all support this type of information and are even if they don't support the information that Afterlife Data does, along with, you know, the correlated information, it's still important to read the other books because it gives you a perspective. So Afterlife Library kind of became this repository of all these other books and all this other type of information so that people can go there and say, you know what, maybe I would like to go and read, you know, this book or that book, even if it wasn't something that was related to Afterlife Data directly.
Yeah, there's almost 3,000 books on that site. And actually, we're probably going to come out with another one over the next couple of years or so, because we have at least another 4,000 books that we haven't put on. So that cover other areas.
Now, that's my next question. What kind of areas do they cover? And I'll just give you an example. A friend of mine gave me two libraries of about 100 books each. One was on spiritualism, and the other was on paranormal phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
So now, what types of topic? I mean, I assume you have all kinds of topics.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's...
Yeah, right now we've got all types of different topics there. You know, we've got...
The main categories.
You know, the afterlife, paranormal, religion, science, consciousness...
What do you have in religion?
In religion, we have a variety of things. We have subcategories of the ancient... Buddhism, Christianity, Gnostics, Druidry, Islam, Wicca, spiritualism, Jainism, paganism, you know, just a whole bunch of different things because there's so much information out there.
Yeah. And so I'm getting paid. Yeah. There is a lot of information out there. Yeah. So it's really wonderful. But then what somebody could also do with your library is they could take a section or a topic and do research on just that topic.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we've heard that other researchers are using Afterlife Data and Afterlife Library for their own research projects. You're right. Because everything's out there. I mean, we have a statistics section and a methodology section in the Afterlife Data that, basically lays out all the statistics regarding the information that was used and the sources that were used. And, you know, clearly with Afterlife Library, it's a resource library. Where Amazon may have millions of books, you know, we've narrowed it and focused in on certain subjects and provided a lot of material on each of those subjects so that you can really get a broad overview.
Well, that's great. Hold that thought for a second, because we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in another minute after the break. And we're talking to Michelle Sabo and Dennis Grega, and we're talking about life after death. So stay tuned.
The knowledge book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello. and we're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. But before we continue, I want everyone to know you can call in with questions if you have any questions about this. And the phone number is 800-930-2819. And this show is also sponsored by the Spirit Art Gallery at www.spiritartgallery.net. And we are talking to Michelle and Dennis about Voices Across the Veil and their research database and library on afterlife communication. So let's pick up where we left off. Michelle?
Yes.
Do you remember where we were? I think we're talking about your research database and different people using it. And
yes. Yeah, there's like 49 subcategories that are cross-referenced along, you know, actually the main category. So there's a great way to be able to zero in on whatever the interests are of the researcher and find, you know, books that are very particular or specific to whatever research hypothesis. This is also useful for anyone that's interested in this subject matter. You know, there's information here that they can, you know, find and maybe answer some questions. We actually have some basic questions that we get people started off on that we also recommend references to answer these questions. So, yeah, I think Afterlife Library kind of, you know, complements both the Voices Across the Veil project as well as Afterlife Data. It kind of acts as a bridge. The sources that, you know, we use for Afterlife Data come from the library, and those that, you know, experience communications on Voices Across the Veil may like to go and read about other communications, and they can do that through canvassing the books on Afterlife Library.
I think one of the most important things that we feel we can supply people is information. You know, we're not looking to, you know, have people follow us or, you know, start a religion or, you know, anything like that. What we want to be able to do is put out as much information as possible so that people can make intelligent decisions for themselves as to what they believe.
All right, everyone, you're listening to Psychic Professor's Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
And we're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. And if anyone has a question and would like to ask Michelle and Dennis a question about the Afterlife Library or Voices Across the Veil, you can call in at 800-930-2819. And again, I'm talking to Michelle Szabo and Dennis Grigaw of Voices Across the Veil. And welcome back.
Hi, great. Hi. To be back.
Yes. Now, we're going to start talking about Voices Across the Veil.
Sure.
Yeah. And one of the questions I was curious is why, I know you have a questionnaire, what kinds of things do you try to find out?
From the people who are participating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to find out, we want to get a baseline as to... before they even go into a session, have they ever been to a medium before? Have they participated privately and maybe as groups? What was their experience? How accurate did they feel the mediums were? Also, we get information, regarding their age and ethnicity and education and so forth, so that we can, afterward, they also participate in a post-session questionnaire where we can then compare the information and see, how accurate Voices Across the Veil was for them and whether they felt it was an experience well worth going to and participating in. For example, in terms of reasons for seeing a medium, most come because they recently lost a loved one. Others come because they're interested in life after death information and want the experience firsthand, which they can get through a session. Or they want to compare information to what they've been taught and whether it matches, their belief systems or what they've been brought up to believe in. And they have many other reasons. Some have experiences through, out-of-body experiences, and so they want to learn more in terms of spiritual growth. And also they basically really want to talk, have the experience of getting an accurate evidential communication from a medium about through somebody that they used to know while on Earth.
So it sounds to me like people are pretty educated. I say that because it sounds like people aren't coming to you because they want to know the lottery numbers or they want to know when their next boyfriend's going to show up.
Yes, that's correct. People are quite educated who are coming to these sessions. And if you give me a moment, I will even find our data on that. I'm just scooting through all of our slides here. Let's see. 39% of the people have a college degree, 11% have a master's, and 8% of them have a doctorate.
Wow.
So that's more than half of them are at college level or above.
That's interesting, because there's so many, in the past, there's so many stories that I've heard about how people involved with spiritualism and mediumship are uneducated, and that there's an uneducated bias in these groups.
Well, that's certainly not what our data shows.
Yeah.
Saying your data is proving, which is, I think, an important point, is proving that that's absolutely wrong, which is really, really interesting. And you do, I mean, I'm sorry, as an academic, I realize that you've got a whole bunch of papers here that with this data and information that's really, really interesting. What other information did you find out that you think is interesting?
Well, we actually found out that 86% of the people that have participated feel that they received recognizable, accurate information. And not surprisingly, 86% are planning on returning for another session with Voices Across the Veil. So it's very close, but in terms of accuracy, the Voices Across the Veil sessions came in at 86% accuracy. Other group sessions that people have participated in came in at 84%, and actually private sessions came in at 83%. So for whatever reason, people are perceiving that the Voices Across the Veil sessions are even more accurate than private sessions or other group sessions that they've been in, which it was a real surprise to us. Because we weren't sure when we started this whether this would work technologically. This is a video group conferencing software that, where people have images of others, and so we were hoping that that wouldn't conflict or interrupt or disrupt the ability of the medium to be able to see energies, and it hasn't. We've had some amazing information coming through, just absolutely amazing. Very convincing stuff to the people that were receiving it.
And very evidential. This is not kind of, you were talking before about, the lottery numbers and psychics and things like that. We look for very evidential information, things that there's no way that the medium would be able to look up, pick up on, logically kind of figure out, anything like that. And there have been things on these sessions that Dennis and I literally just sit there with our mouths open, looking at each other going, okay, that was evidential.
For example, an uncle was communicating through one of the mediums to the sitter, and giving a lot of information about the family and events that happened that, were very evidential to the sitter. But all of a sudden, midway through, he started talking about the pool, something about the pool. And the sitter, it turns out that she had a pool. She didn't know why, he kept referring to it. But a half hour after the session was over, we got this email from the sitter saying that during the time of the session, the side of the wall of the pool had collapsed. And they even sent us pictures of it. So apparently he was warning them. And apparently her son had heard a large explosion, and the side of the wall, the pool collapsed during the time of the session, and he was warning them. That was just like absolutely mind-boggling to us.
Well, yeah, that sounds like an amazing piece of evidence. But also what I was saying is that sometimes people don't understand the difference between a psychic and a medium, but it sounds to me like your people do.
Yes.
Interestingly, though, some people do come, I think, with the purpose of also getting a psychic reading. A psychic reading basically meaning, you know, the medium's reading their energy and potential probabilities for the future, you know, and giving them an idea as to what might happen or what is currently happening. One sitter I remember, the medium was having a hard time bringing anyone through. And it seemed like, you know, it was going to be like a total failure, except that the sitter said, you know, I didn't come here for a reading from somebody that passed, because I don't know that many people that passed. I came here to find out from my guides. And then the medium then just switched and was able to contact her guides and give her more information. So, you know, it's that kind of thing that, you know, you couldn't ever predict would happen.
And that's also a perfect example, Susan, of, you know, the energies from the sitter as well as the medium affecting how a session can go. You know, there oftentimes, you know, you hear people talking about how, you know, oh, well, you know, I don't believe in that stuff. And, you know, yeah, I'll go in and I'll sit on this, but, you know, I know nothing's going to happen. Well, and chances are pretty good then for that particular person, they probably won't get a very good communication if they get one at all. Mm-hmm. It's really important that people understand that in order to have the best possible outcome in anything like this, because we are working with energies and very often so subtle that they're very difficult to discern, that they have a clear head, that they don't have any expectations, that they're just understanding that they're there to receive whatever message comes, and then to be able to say, you know, yes or no, that makes sense or it doesn't make sense. So it's really difficult for people who are grieving very heavily. You know, if they have just lost someone and they were very, very close to them, oftentimes it's difficult to have a communication with that person because the grief is just so energetically strong that it is blocking information that is trying to come through on this subtle level.
Yes. And in a case like that, I also know that if a person is grieving that much, they may be stopping the person on the other side from coming through.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've actually had cases where, you know, since it's on video and they're usually sitting in front of their computer, there may be other people in the room that are out of sight. We've had a couple of cases where the communication coming through was for the other people out of sight, you know, for the other people in the room out of sight of the medium, which, you know, ends up where, you know, we end up having to ask the other people to leave the room because they end up getting the reading instead of the sitter who's sitting in front of the computer. So, you know, it's that kind of information or that kind of experience that really validates the information coming through and the communication that's occurring.
Yes, and sometimes that happens. Sometimes, as we say, the wires get crossed, and we may think we're going to one recipient, and it's actually someone else. Or in some cases, a message may actually work for more than one person.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
We've actually had some things coming through for us, too. And, of course, you know, we're there to moderate these sessions. And, you know, there's a point at which we just go, okay, you know, sorry to interrupt, but you know, I think this is for us. And, you know, we ended up getting a communication, which is, you know, doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's really important that people just be in a good open place so that, you know, and that they're calm and that they're receptive to whatever kind of communication comes through, even if it's not directly for them. You know, I think some of the most interesting experiences that some people have had was just watching communications for other people, you know, and, you know, they've had a communication or maybe they haven't had their communication yet, and they're just watching this other person get this communication and, you know, they're going, yes, that's true. Yes, that's true. And, you know, it's really amazing to even just to watch another one.
Yes, it can be. And sometimes, especially when that key piece of evidence comes through that just really makes the reading perfect, you know, makes it really. Yeah.
I'll have to give you another little example. We had a lady on, and the medium was, I think, just about to finish up her session with her. And she said, and by the way, Grandma says that she wanted to thank your daughter for the letter. And she was like, huh? What are you talking about? And I guess after the session was over, the mother went to the daughter and said, you know, this came through and Grandma was thanking you for this thing you wrote. You know, did you write something to her? And she just broke down completely and said, oh my goodness, yes, I did. I never told anybody. I just put it away and here it is. And she brought out, it was a poem.
Yeah.
I think it was a poem for her grandmother. And, you know, nobody ever knew about it.
Yes, I've heard stories when things like that have happened. In fact, what happened to my dear friend Shannon was she came to Lilydale and a medium told her a story about her, how her grandfather died. And mm-hmm. they were all like, no, 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 that's not what we've been told. And then they went back to the family and found out the medium was right.
That's wow.
Family had actually been hiding the way he really died for years.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Yes. And that started Shannon on a 12-year search for photographing spiritualism.
Wow. That's
great.
You know, Dennis and I have a little saying here, and, you know, we just, you can't make this stuff up. You know, some of it is just so evidential and so just right on that it, you know, after 3 years now of watching sessions with mediums, you know, on Voices Across the Veil, just over and over and over again, giving these evidential bits of information, it's, you know, you just can't make it up.
Yeah.
No, you can't. You can't.
Fascinating now, stuff.
I had a question for you. When people want to return, do you give them to the same medium or do you change mediums?
It's their choice.
It's their choice, yes.
Yeah. They're pretty evenly divided as to whether they're going to return back to the same medium or to a different one. Well, some people actually have tried them all.
Yeah.
You know, they you know, and which is not a bad thing, actually, because this way you can actually, for yourself, compare the information. And when you have four or five mediums telling you the same thing, you know, unbeknownst to each other, then that's pretty pretty powerful information, pretty powerful experience.
The mediums don't know who's going to be on the sessions prior to the sessions. So, you know, they're just told how many people are going to be on the session.
Right.
That's all.
Well, you know, that really eliminates all kinds of fraud because we've heard some stories about some mediums who will look stuff up on the web ahead of time or, you know, will cheat by getting, you know, they want the person's name, first name, last name, all this information before they come to see them. And that's always suspect.
No, not here.
Yeah, no. They have
totally
no idea.
Blind. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually on the sessions, they may or may not have a last name, and they may or may not even have an accurate first name, depending on what comes up on the screen and whether or not it comes up in conversation.
Oh, okay. So a person actually could come there anonymously.
Oh, sure.
They could, sure.
Sometimes they even hide the camera so that, you know, the medium can't even see their face.
So that's really, really interesting. And my other question was, do you have like a policy on how often people can get a reading?
Oh, no. They can come as often as they want. You know, that's one of the reasons we started Voices Across the Veil, too, is that the personal experience of getting a communication from somebody that you knew that can be verified is an extremely powerful experience. And no, there's no limit. You know, and let everyone know, I mean, this is very affordable. It's like $40 per person. You know, most, you know, mediums charge in the hundreds of dollars for a session. So this, we've tried to make this affordable and accessible. As long as you have an internet connection, you know, you can be anywhere in the world. And we've had people from all over the world, Malaysia, India, Spain, England, Czechoslovakia, yeah. Czech Republic, actually. So, you know, and it works very well. It works very well.
It seems to, and I would assume this is all in English.
Right now, yes. It is. Yeah, at some point, we would like to have non-English speaking mediums as well.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Hang on to that thought because we have to take a break, and we'll continue with that when we come back.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal. Listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly, breathing, feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/tips.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And we're are back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. But before we continue, you can contact me at the Spirit Art Gallery and find out all the different things that we've got going on. And the address is www.spiritartgallery.net. And we're back with Michelle and Dennis. And when we left, we were talking about having mediums from different languages come in and start to join Voices Across the Veil.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we're doing now is that we're basing the time on the U.S. And, you know, if you're in Malaysia or if you're in New Zealand, you know, there could be as much as a 17, 18-hour difference. We've had people that have had to get up very early in the morning, like in Australia, to be in a session of Voices Across the Veil, or very late at night. And so what we would like to do is to start finding mediums in different parts of the world where we can then hold sessions in different time zones and make it more convenient. And also, you know, where the communications can be in that language. And then we would obviously transcribe and translate it. But yeah, that's probably our next step.
That sounds really exciting. And I'm sure the AREI can help you with that, hooking up with people.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're hoping, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And anyway, so yes, Michelle, you were saying something to me about people's perception of the afterlife before and after they come to a medium.
Yeah, what with our pre-session and post-session questionnaires, we do ask people whether or not they believe in the afterlife. You know, do they definitely believe, or are they somewhat sure? Are they unsure? You know, do they not believe? And pre-session, we've collected information that says 74% of them say yes, they believe in the afterlife. But after the session, that number jumps up to 83%.
Wow. Yeah.
And pre-session, you know, we have about 17% that aren't sure. So they're coming to Voices Across the Veil, not sure whether or not they believe in the afterlife. But after the session, we've only got 10% that are somewhat sure. And the people who are unsure goes from 9 to 7%. So there's definitely a shift in believing in the afterlife after a Voices Across the Veil session, more so than they did before.
No, that's a very interesting statistic. Yeah. I think that that's something that the afterlife group would like to hear about. Because it's if a good medium can provide the evidence of the afterlife, people will believe more, which was what spiritualism was supposed to be in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right.
Yeah. And now that it's not so big in this country, you know, I wonder how people get their afterlife information.
Oh, well, we have a little question on that. And most of the people do go to books for their afterlife information. And we found that very interesting.
So, yes, yes. I would wonder what kind of books they go to.
That, unfortunately, we don't have the information on, I don't believe.
No.
But the second thing after books was mediums and psychics.
Okay, so they go to books and they go to people.
Yes.
And then?
And then after that, they look for personal experience of afterlife communication.
Okay.
The next one on the list was inner self-knowledge.
Yes. Okay, I can understand that, yeah.
And interestingly, the internet was only 49%.
But you know what you haven't mentioned at all?
Mm-hmm.
Television or movies?
Television was only at 32%. Religion was only at 36%. Radio was only at 14%. Newspapers and magazines, 13%.
Families at 40. I think what's happening right now is that there's been, since the 80s, a rise in people that are non-religious. There's no affiliation with any type of religious organization. And I think this group, which has over the last 10 years gone from something like 16% to 23% in the U.S. and accounts for about like 55 million people or so, they're searching other alternative ways to find out. I think they're no longer buying into whatever they were taught or brought up with, and that they're now searching on their own. And I think, you know, we happen to be, with our sites, to be one of these alternative ways in which people can get information. And there's many other sites, too, that deal with the afterlife, you know, especially like the Afterlife Research and Educational Institute. There, you know, are many different alternative means now to get information that used to be given to them through whatever religious organization they were a part of or brought up in. I think it's changing.
That's really, really interesting. And what I always say, too, is that I make a distinction between someone who is a spiritual person and someone who's a religious person, because people can be highly spiritual and not belong to an organized religion.
Right. That's absolutely true. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought that too.
Your statistics here are pointing to. Mm-hmm. So yes, more people are trying to find things out on their own.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the data that we also track what their birth religion was compared to what their current religion, and all the birth religion information is gone down. There, the people that are coming to the Voices Across the Veil sessions are no longer affiliated with their birth religion, in the most part. Some still are. This is not 100%, but I'm just saying that it does reflect what's going on in the major, polls like Gallup and Harris and so forth, that people are now claiming to be other or none or atheist or agnostic, no longer part of the more organized. And in this case, what we have is Buddhist, Christian, Hindu, Jewish. All those numbers went down from birth to where they currently consider themselves to believe in, which we found rather interesting.
Yes. Yes, that is. Unfortunately, we're coming to the end of our program. Is there any advice you could give anyone about coming to Voices Across the Veil?
Well, I would just say, to be patient with yourself and be open-minded and come join us on a session. We have a few sessions up right now for the end of the year, and we will be putting more on for the beginning of next year, but we're taking a little bit of a break during the holidays. And, we'd love to see people, and, we enjoy communicating with them and answering their questions. So please just give us a shout. You can sign up at voicesacrosstheveil.com. You can also reach Dennis or myself at Michelle@afterlifedata.com, and that's with two L's, or Dennis with two N's at afterlifedata.com. And we'd love to hear from everyone.
Thank you so much for that really warm and inviting invitation. And I hope our listeners do check out their website and voicesacrosstheveil.com. And we are out of time now, so I'm going to say thank you to my charming guests, Dennis and Michelle, and I will see you all again next week. So it's goodbye from the Psychic Professor's Show. Have a good evening, afternoon, or morning, wherever you are.
Thank you, Susan.
You've been listening to the Psychic Professor's Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, the Voices of Spirit Radio. Dr. Barnes' deep knowledge of spiritual issues provides an hour of lively talk and discussion about everything from historical facts to trance communication. To download this show or any past shows, or to learn more about Dr. Susan and her spirit-inspired art, visit spiritartgallery.net.